This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The final day of March, and we are down to the final four, and we will be checking out our tournament brackets here and let you know who's in the lead in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. It's opening day for Major League Baseball, and today, nationwide, another reason why there shouldn't be 162 games in the Major League Baseball season. All you do is see the crappy weather all over. All the games are in the north. Cubs are supposed to open at home. Yankees are supposed to open at home. Tigers are hosting the Royals, and we're bringing that to you at the bottom of the hour at 11:30 right here on ESPN Radio. But will any of the games actually get played?
Doug, it doesn't matter. It's opening day. That's what the excitement.
Not opening day if they don't play.
Well, people have waited. People have looked for this day for a long time.
Are you excited about this day?
Yes.
I am exactly like Mike and Mike this morning. You know what? Basketball is not over yet. And so, no, I cannot say that I'm all fired up. You're not going to be fired up tomorrow. You're not going to be fired up tomorrow, so why are you fired up today?
Well, because it's opening day, and you wait for it like a kid in a candy shop all winter long.
You are flat-out lying to my face. You haven't mentioned baseball since the start of the year. Well, you are waiting for this day?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're waiting for this day?
162 games is what the schedule says. Let's get ready. Let's play it. Now, why do they play today and not tomorrow? I don't know that. I don't understand that. But, yeah, opening day takes
is
on a new
anybody
life.
Out? Okay. I know Cub fans are rabid, so I'll give you that. But the phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. We love your emails at the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and if you're a Cubs fan. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You should already have it in your contacts, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can go right to our webpage and click on the email at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who's ready for baseball today? Nobody. Nobody is ready for baseball.
Basketball, we were waiting for a week for basketball. You might as well get on to something else. We're waiting for 5 days for the Final Four. That's the basketball you're talking about. You're certainly not talking about the NBA.
Well, you haven't been waiting for baseball. Basketball was yesterday. So all of a sudden you waited 12 hours. I watched baseball last night. Puke. Washington Nationals.
That sucked. Boy, a walk-off game. That sucked. God, I can't believe we watched that.
A pass ball, a two-base error, which then allowed a two-strike broken bat double. That's how Washington got their first two runs unearned. That's baseball. Woo-hoo! Booing the President of the United States. That's baseball. Woo-hoo! Opening in Japan, that's baseball.
A walk-off.
Which today they said in the old ballpark might have bounced one hop the fence at RFK.
Well, great. They didn't play. They're playing in a $611 million ballpark.
Yeah, did you watch the game?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We got a $15 Wendy's gift card. $15. It's, you know what? It is Royals opening day. I'm fired up for opening day. Can't
it's
wait to see.
Peanut butter jelly time. Now there you go. Peanut butter jelly.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox here where Stoney says, cut it out!
I've got a trivia question, and obviously with the start of baseball season, it deals with Royals baseball. This happened three times in Royals history where these three players played 162 games. Name me one of those three players, all very famous Royals.
One of three Royals in history to play every game in the 162 game schedule. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you're the first correct caller, then you win a $15 gift card to Wendy's and maybe try out the new spicy baconator.
Perfect opportunity. Douglas, before we get off of a little bit of baseball talk and start talking basketball, how about the Nebraska Cornhuskers going to Texas and taking care of the first two games and bringing home a series win. I thought monster performances, especially out of Thad Weber in Saturday's ballgame. Two-hitter against that team.
No one would have thought Nebraska would be this good. No one. 21-4-1. They are currently 7-1-1 in the Big 12, obviously leading the Big 12 at 7-1-1. Texas falls to 18-8 overall, 5-4 in the conference, the preseason pick to win the conference. So Nebraska's 2.5 games up and has the tiebreaker on Texas right now as they get ready for this weekend series. They're supposed to play Creighton tomorrow night. Supposed to be a lot of things going on, but we'll see how the weather impacts all this. It is astounding, and I guess, is Nebraska playing that well, or was there just so many bad apples last year that it just destroyed the whole bunch? I mean, that's, I'm thinking, how bad was it last year?
Just, it must have been chaos. It had to be chaotic every day at the ballpark. No rhythm, no flow. This is a team. We got a winner for the Wendy's $15 gift card, by the way. We got a winner. Who do they know?
They knew Hal McCray.
Hal McCray. The other two?
Carlos Beltran and Al
Cowens.
And Dave from Hartwell knew it.
Hey, Dave.
Congratulations,
enjoy your lunch.
Dave. All right. Nebraska Creighton, UNK Hastings supposed to be playing. UNK split their four games this weekend. Hastings went 3-1. So a little life there from the Broncos. And now they're supposed to play tomorrow at 4:30 at Memorial Field. Something tells me they may have to move that, but that's what's going on with baseball.
Douglas, if you go back to the conversations about Nebraska baseball a year ago, how many times were the conversations, we let the wrong guy go, Childress is at A&M, why the hell isn't he in a Husker uniform?
You mean you? You mean you spearheading, why is Mike Anderson our coach and not Rob Childress? Oh, come on.
Nothing to do with me.
I'm not just saying you. I'm saying you were one of the people saying that.
Don't know that.
Oh, my God.
You heard those conversations. Anderson had to hear.
I stand up for the Bill Callahan, Bo Pelini trash. And, nice credibility. Nice.
We should have kept Childress.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody heard those conversations a year
before we bashed Childress. Where are we going here? I mean, Mike Anderson, yes, he's doing a great job this year.
That's my point.
Doing a great job.
All of a sudden, those conversations ceased to exist
at the moment.
Certainly do at the moment, but
hopefully the Huskers' second half this year is a lot better than the second half last year.
By the way, Larry Hayes, Texas Tech Red Raider baseball coach, expected to join us on Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
So how many thousands of wins have our last two baseball guests had, Augie Garrido and Larry?
Over 3,000.
It's
over 3,000.
Close to that. If it's not over, it's very close. It's over 2,500. I know that. So he'll be joining us. A lot of things coming up on the show this week. We're going to be catching up with a couple of new coaches. Kevin Asher named the new head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Jason Owens named the new head volleyball coach at Kearney High. We're going to talk to him later in the week. We're trying to make connections with Coach Asher. He turned down that job last year. It'll be interesting to find out what changed. As the state championship team's only going to lose three people, and you can't say, oh, it's because they won a state title, because a lot of people expected them to be in that position last year. And he is the new head boys basketball coach. Hopefully that will bring a little bit of I don't know what word you want to use here, but hopefully it will stop all the madness that's going on off the court and concentrate on what's going on the court, because St. Cecilia, unfortunately, they won the state title, but you know, the story wasn't them winning the state title. It was the story of them winning the state title without a true head coach, which was a very, very strange situation. So they're coming up this week. Tomorrow, Daddy and I will make our Major League Baseball predictions. Short show today because of the Royals coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about basketball, the D2 national champions that were crowned at Kearney, all that and more coming up after this. On the
It was
Daddy Show.
Just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Getting in a new Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, which comes standard for the first year. If I want to get somewhere, I just push the OnStar button.
OnStar.
I'd like to get to 23 Front Street.
I'll download OnStar turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you. Now, if I was in an Accord or a Camry, I'd press a button, too, for the automatic window so I could ask someone in a new Chevy Malibu for directions. OnStar is standard on 11 Chevy vehicles for the first year. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
When was the last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Look, your tax problem could get worse unless you get help. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation. You could save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call 800-315-1780. That's 800-315-1780.
This may sound like a silly question, but let me ask it anyway. If you're a small business owner, do you want more customers? Of course you do. The way to get those customers is with Marketing Firepower. Marketing Firepower on DVD shows you the simple steps to attract new customers and keep current customers coming back. If you want to learn how to attract and keep customers for a lifetime, visit MarketingFirepower.net. It'll be the best advertising investment you make this year. Guaranteed.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Some say gyro and some say gyro. We think you'll simply say it's the best sandwich in the world. Since 1982, Nick's Gyros have earned this reputation among loyal customers because each sandwich is created with fresh pita bread baked daily, embellished with slow-cooked seasoned beef, crisp lettuce, shredded cheddar cheese, onion, and sour cream. Next time you eat out, why not have the best sandwich in the world at Nick's Gyros, where every Tuesday kids 12 and under eat free. Open daily 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday till 10, with convenient parking on the hill at 39th and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
Baseball season's underway. Oh, God. That's right. How quick things change from basketball to baseball. The Cubs are expected to open at Wrigley Field against the Milwaukee Brewers. And I will say this right now. You look at ESPN.com, about 25 predictions. A lot of people like the Cubs. A lot of people like the Tigers, who are playing the Royals here on ESPN Radio later this afternoon. In fact, our pregame coming up at 11:30. I will release this now. I am not picking the Cubs to win the division tomorrow. Not to win, not to go to the World Series, not to win the division. Cubs never do well when they're expected to do well. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I got to see Carl Ravitch and John Cook both. Crook both pick the Cubs to advance the World Series. And
Crook, Madrid, whatever. Hey, folks, it's go time at Prairie Hills. You're not going to play outside today, but you will play inside on the brand new simulator, which was voted the best of 2007. You can check out 9 or 18 holes on the simulator, play about any golf course in the country, and it is half price Monday, folks. So not only will the rain keep you inside, but they're going to give you a deal as well. And while you're at Prairie Hills, check out the membership options for playing outside in 2008. It's located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Check it out today. Meet Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, the new owners at Prairie Hills. Check it out today. Give them a call and get logged on to our website for more information at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can vote on the Prairie Hills Poll in One question, which this week is, how will the Royals do in 2008? Win the division? At least get to 500? Or will it be the same as last year? Log on now to ESPNSuperstation.com. But, Daddy, this weekend, another national champion was crowned inside the Health and Sports Center, the fourth in the last 2.5 years, roughly, at UNK. We've had basketball twice, wrestling, and volleyball. And the latest champion, the Norse of Northern Kentucky. And joining us now, back home, where all the celebrating is still going on, the head coach of the Norse, Nancy Winslet, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, once again, congratulations, and thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's really been a tremendous ride. It's been incredible, and you're right. Since we've got off the bus yesterday, it's been nonstop, but it's very exciting, to say the least.
Nancy, after the game, the emotions, obviously, there's excitement, but you just need to take a deep breath and back away from it. Has it sunk in? What you accomplished?
It's beginning to, but it's still almost surreal. But it's beginning to, because I probably have had 300 or more emails from friends and actually former players, and I've been trying to answer all them. So it's been a little hectic, but it's just been wonderful to have the outpour of emotion and pride in our team and in this school. So it's really been a tremendous ride right now.
Nancy Winslet, the head coach at Northern Kentucky, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of the same questions, I guess, that maybe we broached at the press conference that not a lot of folks got to hear your answers to. But amazing, still, I have to go back, 49-40, you guys are down just under 6 minutes to go. And as I'm listening back through some of your quotes from after the game, it was a lot of, we just weren't getting our shots to fall. And as we mentioned, you start getting the ball inside to Cassie Brannon a little bit in the last 6 minutes. Was that one of the reasons the shots started to fall?
Well, our goal the whole game was kind of try to get the ball inside. And I don't know if it was the first half that we were just a little tight or what, or just even having our offense down at the end with all the red, jerseys and all the South Dakota fans. But I really thought that we were getting some decent shots the first half, but we could have maybe got a little bit better shots. And they were switching on ball screens, and we had mismatches inside, and we really weren't doing as well a job of finding that as we needed to. And I thought in the second half we did a great job. We went a little small. When we got down, we went a little smaller, and we spread out the floor a little bit. And I think that got us to be aggressive. And then we went back to some of the double post stuff that we had ran earlier, and it just seemed to click. It just seemed to start to work.
Nancy, you guys have been to regionals before. Talk about the experience in Kearney and what Kearney did, plus or minus the other ones you've attended.
Well, I will tell you, I've been to a number of Elite Eights, and I think Carly did such a great job. Years ago, it was just tough to find a neutral site that really wanted to have the event, and Kearney just has really stepped up. The people of Kearney, Nebraska just could not have been nicer to us, whether it was in the arena or in a restaurant. They just were just so supportive, and what a great town, and we're from, the Cincinnati area is a pretty big area, but we have a lot of small town kids on our team, and they felt very much at home in Kearney. It was, what a wonderful venue for our national championship.
Probably going to have fond memories of anywhere you win a national title, right?
Well, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, it's kind of an interesting city, but that is a warm spot in my heart. It always will. And now Kearney certainly is too. And I'm sure all the players will feel the same way.
Coach, I thought you made an interesting point to let everybody know that, and it's kind of shocking, and I guess kind of reemphasize, Northern Kentucky, this women's national championship is the second, and of course both by your basketball programs, no other women's team in the entire state of Kentucky at any level has won a national title. Is that right?
Yeah, if they have, I sure don't know about it, and so we just are so proud of that. And that happened in 2000, and it still hasn't changed. And to be a group that has, I don't think our kids ever really knew that until somebody told me that a few years back, and they're like, golly, that is really, that's amazing to us to know that. So it's quite an accomplishment, and to do it twice, it's twice as nice.
Well, Nancy, we sure appreciate it. You guys coming into town, and congratulate you on a great year. And boy, just a bounce here, a bounce there from not even making the NCAA tournament, and then the run you guys went on. You kind of finished what a lot of people were looking at Davidson in the men's bracket here. I tried to get going yesterday, but you guys were able to take it all the way and sit back and enjoy, and hopefully many more wins coming the way of the Norse. Thanks so much for all the time you gave us here this week in Kearney.
And, Doug, thanks to you for everything you've done here. You all have been just phenomenal, and good for you, and God bless you.
Nancy, thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great spring.
Okay, you too.
And, hey, go Cubs.
We'll do our best, Nance. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nancy Winslet, head coach of the national champion Norse of Northern Kentucky. We've got Royals coming up. We need to take a break. We're back right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
When it comes time to do yard work.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't you like to find a professional lawn care crew waiting in your garage?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you want me to start trimming the fence line?
No, let me. I'll get those tree limbs.
And I'll handle the leaves.
I must be dreaming.
You are. But you can still use the power equipment pros rely on. Just put in Echo in your garage. Echo Outdoor Power Equipment has been the choice of professional lawn care specialists for years. Choose from grass trimmers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, power blowers, and many more. All featuring patented two-stroke engine technology for more power and lower emissions. No doubt about it, the Echo line of outdoor power equipment offers pro quality, pro power, and pro dependability, whether you're a pro or not. So choose the very best and put in Echo in your garage.
Tri-City Outdoor Power is your mid-Nebraska Echo dealer. Stop by and take a look at their huge showroom in Kearney on Avenue F and North Railroad, or give them a call at 237-9400. Tri-City Outdoor Power, your one-stop shop for all of your power needs.
Stay at Microtel Inns and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when your world's away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicroTelIn.com.
Baseball is celebrating a big birthday this summer, the 100th anniversary of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. To celebrate, Baby Ruth is holding the Take Me Out to the Ball Game video contest. The winner gets to lead the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the 2008 MLB All-Star Game at Yankee Stadium. So enter your video at MLB.com/Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth from Nestle. Savor the good stuff. No purchase necessary. Contest ends. Entries must be received by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:26:08. Void where prohibited. For official rules and to enter, visit MLB.com/Baby Ruth.
Long before your order of barbecue is slow cooked to perfection, long before your steak is grilled just the way you want, before your tender, moist sourdough bread and crispy salad is delivered to your table, the staff at Skeeter Barnes have prepared to give you just what you look for in great casual dining, like linen napkins, perpetually filled drinks, after your meal, moist towels to freshen up. It's called teamwork.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes manager, and like any great team, we train to be great at what we do and make it look easy. Come see what we mean at Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange in Kearney.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial Associate, visit Paul Mueller in Kearney or Deb Christensen in Holdridge, or look them up online at Thrivent.com.
Opening day of Major League Baseball. I'm getting hammered by both fans. Mark in Minden, I believe, says absolutely ready for baseball, especially Royals and peanut butter jelly time. Fast Willie fires 2 emails to the Dent Popper inbox. I was in a really good mood looking forward to opening day until you tried to bring me down at 11:02. Thanks, Doug. You are now every baseball fan's unofficial wife. Fast Willie also followed that up to you, Big Daddy. How long has H-Man been hosting the show? Just wondering that from Fast Willie. I mean, he's obviously meaning me. The Debt Popper, home of the armor lining, whether it's a truck, bed, or boat, jeep, or even a golf cart, Debt Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. Royals baseball, Daddy, is coming your way. And you know what they do in baseball? They play on the lush green grass, beautiful new fields.
It's hard to imagine, Douglas, that with all this cold weather, but it's time to start thinking about that summer landscaping project. You want the best in town. You want Curb It, Inc. Matt and his guys will give you your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. Tree edging or circles, pathways, walkways, driveways, path markers, curbit.net. Check it out today. Give them a call, 308-237-4805. That's 237-4805 today. Curbit.net. Stamped curbing, they've got it for you. Lighted curbing, they've got it for you. All the specifications, they'll make it fit to your landscaping project needs. All that at curbit.net.
Congratulations to the folks that are up towards the top of the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. We're going to break that down a little bit tomorrow. And there's some chances for people to move up. Not a whole lot of Memphis selections, but look out. Final Four is set. Memphis, UCLA, North Carolina, Kansas. A lot of great storylines to go along with all that. We want to thank Nancy Winslet, the head coach of the national champions from Northern Kentucky, joining us on the Short and Doug and Daddy show today because we get you ready for opening day, Kansas City Royals baseball. See you tomorrow.
ESPN Radio's Superstation is proud to present your Kansas City Royals.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews.
Hi, I'm Buddy Bell with the Kansas City Royals.
Hi, I'm John Buck.
Hi, I'm Alex Gordon with the Kansas City Royals.
And you're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We take you now to the Royals pregame show with Denny Matthews and Ryan Lefebvre. You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!